Krishna Book, Canto 13, Dwaraka, Chapter 59, Scene 3, Earth Personified, Praise to Krishna. At the time of Bauma Asura's being killed by Lord Krishna, the Earth Personified appeared before Lord Krishna and greeted him with a garland of Vaijayanti jewels. Mother Earth also returned the dazzling earrings of Aditi, which were bedecked with jewels and gold. The Earth Personified also returned the umbrella of Varuna, along with another valuable jewel, which she presented to Lord Krishna. And after this, the Earth Personified began to offer prayers to Krishna, the Supreme Personality and Master of the whole world, who is always worshipped by very exalted demigods. She fell down in obeisances and with great devotional ecstasy prayed, Namaste Deva Devesha Shankha Chakra Gadadhara Bhaktech Chopata Rupaya Paramatman Namostute. Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto Lord Krishna, who is always present with four kinds of symbols, namely conchel, disc, lotus, and club, and who is the Lord of all demigods. Please accept my respectful obeisances unto you. My dear Lord Krishna, you are the Supersoul, and in order to satisfy the aspiration of your devotees, you descend on this earth in your various transcendental incarnations, which are just appropriate to the devotee's worshipful desire. So kindly accept my respectful obeisances. Nama Pankaja Nabhaya, Nama Pankaja Malini, Nama Pankaja Netraya, Namaste Panka Jangraye. My dear Lord Krishna, the lotus flower is grown out of your navel, and you are always decorated with a garland of lotus flowers. Your eyes are always spread like the petals of the lotus flower, and therefore they are all pleasing to the eyes of others. Your lotus feet are so soft and delicate that they are always worshipped by your unalloyed devotees, and your lotus feet pacify the lotus-like hearts of your devotees. Therefore, I repeatedly offer my respectful obeisances unto you. Namo Bhagavate Tubhyam Vasudevaya Vishnave Purusha Yadi Vijaya Purna Bodhaya Te Namaha. O Lord, you possess all kinds of religion, fame, property, knowledge, and renunciation. You are the shelter of all opulences. And although you are all-pervading, you have nevertheless appeared as the son of Vasudeva. Therefore, please accept my respectful obeisances, for you are the original, supreme personality of Godhead, the supreme cause of all causes. Only your lordship is the reservoir of all knowledge. So let me offer my respectful obeisances unto you. Ajaya Jana Yitresya Brahmane Nanta Shaktaye Paravaratman Bhutatman Paramatman Namostute. O Lord, personally you are unborn, and still you are the father of the whole cosmic manifestation. You are the reservoir and shelter of all kinds of energies. The manifestive appearance of this world is caused by you, and you are both cause and effect. of this cosmic manifestation. Please, therefore, accept my respectful obeisances. Tuang vai sisrikshur aja utkatang prabho. Tamo nirodhaya vibarsya sangvrita. Sthanaya satvang jagato jagatpate. Kala pradhanang purusho bhavan paraha. My dear Lord Krishna, as for the three gods, Brahma, Vishnu, and Shiva, they are also not independent of you. When there is necessity of creating this cosmic manifestation, you create your passionate appearance of Brahma. And when you want to maintain this cosmic manifestation, you expand yourself as Lord Vishnu, the reservoir of all goodness. And similarly, you appear as Lord Shiva, master of the modes of ignorance, and thus you dissolve the whole creation. Your transcendental position is always maintained, in spite of creating these three modes of material nature. You are never entangled like the ordinary living entities who are within these modes of material nature. My Lord, actually, you are the material nature. You are the Father of the universe. And you are eternal time, which has caused the combination of nature and the material creator. Yet, still, you are always transcendental to all these material activities. Aham payo jyotir atanilo nabho matrani deva mana indriyani karta mahan it yakhilang characharang twayadvitiye bhagavan ayam brahma. My dear Lord Krishna, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, I know that earth, water, fire, air, sky, the five sense objects, mind, the senses, and their deities, egotism, as well as the total material energy, everything animate and inanimate within this phenomenal world is resting upon you. Since everything is produced of you, nothing can be separated from you. Yet, since you are transcendentally situated, neither can anything material be identified with your personality. Everything is therefore simultaneously one and different from you. And those philosophers who try to separate everything from you are certainly mistaken in their point of view. Tasyatmajo yung tapapada pankajang vita prapanarti haro pasadita tatpalayay nung kuduhasta pankajam shirasi amushyakila kalmashapaham. My dear Lord Krishna, may I inform you that this boy, whose name is Bhagadatta, is the son of my son, Bauma Asura. He has been very much affected by the ghastly situation created by the death of his father, and he has become very much confused, being afraid of the present situation. I have therefore brought him to surrender unto your lotus feet, and so I request your lordship to give shelter to this boy and bless him with your lotus feet. I am bringing him to you so that he may become relieved from the reactions of all the sinful activities of his father. And when Lord Krishna heard the prayers of Mother Earth, he immediately assured her of immunity from all fearful situations. Krishna then said to Bhagadatta, "Do not be afraid. And then Krishna entered the palace of Bauma Asura, which was equipped with all kinds of opulences. Thus ends chapter 59, scene 3, Earth Personified, Praise to Krishna. All glories to Krishna Book, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Namaste stu damne, spura dipti damne, twadiyo dorayata vishvasya damne. Namo radhikayai twadiya priyayai, namo nanta vilaya devaya tubhyam. Namaste stu dhamne, spura dipti dhamne, twadiyo dharayata vishvasya dhamne. Namo radhikayai, twadiya priyayai, namo nanta lilaya devaya tubhyam. O Lord Damodara, I first of all offer my obeisances to the brilliantly effulgent rope which binds your belly. I then offer my obeisances to your belly, which is the abode of the entire universe in your form as Garbhodakashayi Vishnu. I humbly bow down to your most beloved Srimati Radharani, and I offer all obeisances unto you, the Supreme Lord, who displays unlimited pastimes. The following are notes from our Vaishnava Acharyas. The word Jagataha indicates that the functions of creation, maintenance, and annihilation are herein mentioned in a cosmic context. And the word utkatam indicates that when a particular function is being carried out, whether universal creation, maintenance, or annihilation, the particular material quality associated with that function becomes predominant. In her prayers, Goddess Earth directly touches upon the subtleties of transcendental philosophy, clarifying that although the Supreme Lord is unique and distinct from His creation has no independent existence and always rests within Him. Thus, Krishna and His creation are simultaneously one and different, as explained by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 500 years ago. To say that everything is God without any distinction is meaningless, since nothing can act like God. Dogs, shoes, and human beings are hardly omnipotent or omniscient, nor do they create the universe. On the other hand, there is a real sense in which all things are one, for everything is part of the same supreme, absolute reality. Lord Chaitanya has given the very useful analogy of the sun and the sun rays. The sun and its sunshine are in reality one, for the sun is the celestial body that shines. On the other hand, one can certainly distinguish between the sun globe and the sun rays. Thus, God's simultaneously oneness with and different from His creation is the final and satisfying explanation of reality. All that exists is the Lord's potency, and yet Krishna endows the superior potency, the living being, with free will, so that one can become responsible for the moral and spiritual quality of one's decisions and activities. Thus, the entire transcendental science is clearly and rationally explained in Srimad Bhagavatam. Goddess Earth seeks protection for her grandson, who has been frightened by all the terribly violent events that had taken place. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.